Mary McDowell. Mary, M-A-R-Y, McDowell, M-C-D-O-W-E-L-L. Date of birth is June 19th, 1950. This is her date of service, 8-25-2022. Mrs. McDowell is a 72-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2000. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression, gastric bypass surgery, and coronary artery disease. That is post-coronary artery bypass surgery in 2012. For her diabetes, she is on glipizide 10 milligrams once daily and Jardiance 25 milligrams once daily, as well as Tresiba 24 units twice daily. For breakfast, usually it's toast and eggs. Lunch is usually peanut butter sandwich or leftovers. Dinner is usually meat and veggies. And she snacks on apples or tomatoes and Swiss cheese. The patient had a mammogram about 2 years ago. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. She lives alone. She reports some blurry vision and some neuropathy in her feet. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes. Her current hemoglobin A1C is 9.4%. We will start her on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly for 4 weeks, then increase to 0.5 milligrams weekly thereafter. I will change her medication to Synjardy, S-Y-N-J-A-R-D-Y, XR, 25/1,000 milligrams once daily, Tresiba 24 units once daily, and glipizide 10 milligrams once daily. I will plan on rechecking hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel prior to return. Next number, I have placed a patient on a carbohydrate-controlled diet, taking a maximum of 45 carbohydrates per meal, and a maximum of 15 grams of carbohydrates per snack. Next number for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, check a current lipid panel. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.